For $10,357, Furman and Neri Matos, south of Road 534, 260 feet west of Kenmore Road, a variance from the rear yard setback requirement.
Your name and address, please.
My name is Neri Matos. 966 on 3rd Row and 4th Tower.
Sir?
My name is Furman Matos.
Same address?
It says 96-61, 4th Delaware.
Will you testify also?
Yes, I am with them. My name is Pastor Israel Figueroa. I am their pastor and also the interpreter for them.
And your name, please?
Israel Figueroa.
I'm sorry, your address?
Address 649 Rosemary Drive, 4th Delaware.
And you're going to translate?
Yes.
Okay, would you two come up first? And ask them if they will swear or affirm that the testimony about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Si ustedes juran que este testimonio está es verdadero, es todo real, okay? Yes, sir.
Yes, and do you, sir, swear or affirm that you will faithfully translate what's asked of them and what they give as testimony?
Yes, sir, absolutely.
Thank you.
The best way I can. Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir.
My name is Pastor Israel Figueroa. I have helped these people trying to make some modification to their house. And they have hired a builder. The name is David P., I think it's Baylor or Bailey. And he was the one that had asked for the construction permit or building permit application. He made all of that for them. And all the process, all the inspection went through well. But when I went with Mr. and Mrs. Matos to the county office to ask for the occupancy letter, the lady over there told us that they have in a violation about the setbacks that from this addition. And we were very surprised. And we called the builder immediately, and even we talked over the phone with the builder, and the lady from the county was on the phone also. And he did say that even with this violation, he's out of the business at this point, and he has nothing else to do. And we also asked, you know, to reward these people, you know, with the $400 fee for this hearing. He refused to do that. And at this point, you know, these people had this building already done. They have spent thousands and thousands of dollars on this addition. And, of course, we are in God's hand and your hands, you know, to see if there's any possibility that we request, you know, a variance of the four something else. So I think it's almost 5 feet violation on the setbacks requirements.
What's the builder's name?
David P. Byler or Biller? I can check.
Byler.
B-Y-L-E-R. I also have a survey plan in here. I don't know if you like to look at.
We have that.
You have that, okay.
Right.
And so we never realized about this violation until it came to the county office and asked for the occupancy letter. So we thought that everything was fine because they hired a builder.
Mm-hmm. So. Do you know Mr. Byler's address?
I don't know. I don't know if they know. Do they have an address on there? No.
No.
No, sir.
How did they get in touch with him?
Because was referred from a friend of the family.
Do you have a contract that would have his address?
Hay algún contrato del contratista? Yes, they have something.
How long ago was the addition completed?
Was finished? I'm sorry, how long was?
How long ago was the addition completed?
10/29/08.
Yes, yes. Just this one?
Yes.
You want to see this?
Yes, please, I'd like to copy his address so we can, I'll take it. Perhaps take action against it.
So, Mr. Records, it was, this was discovered when the CO was?
Yeah, put this in for the record for you.
Was the date?
Get to it here.
The date of issue on the building permit was 7/18/07?
Right, and the inspector went out there on, let's see, 11/7/08, and asked for a final placement survey. Evidently, he couldn't find any markers there, and this is how it was discovered. But yeah, there's no CO issued for it because they couldn't.
Because of this, They also will use this just for family room. They need more space for their family because it's a big family. Mm-hmm. And even on the back of this addition, there's a, it's like a natural, I can call natural stormwater area. So when it's raining a lot, the water goes through to the pond. So there's no house or something else, you know, on the back.
Okay.
It's a wood area.
That's unbuildable back of the lot, is
yes.
What you're saying?
Yes, it's not a building area either.
Okay.
On the back.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay. Excuse me. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Seven, okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. Excuse me.
Chairman, it's unfortunate that the contractor, who I guess is no longer in business, cannot be here to represent these people, mm-hmm. and that, in fact, misrepresented them by obtaining the building permit and they built the addition in violation. So, in a sense, I believe the property is unique, and I believe it was, in that sense, it was not created by the applicant. Altered the essential character of the neighborhood, and I believe it's a minimum variance to afford relief. I would make a motion we approve case number 10,357.
And I have a second to that motion.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,357. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Case number 10,370.